The citizens of Philadelphia do their best to look after each other and give back to the community in its times of need. Since 1968, with the onset of MMR's Marconi experiment, we've attempted to reflect that Philadelphia spirit by putting Philly first. This is the WMMR Public Affairs Show.
You're listening to 93.3 WMMR. This is Public Affairs. I'm your host, Marcus Goldman. And with me today is somebody who comes in every year around the holidays to talk about the excitement of Philadelphia during the holidays. Her name is Amy Needle. She is the Executive Director, CEO of Historic Philadelphia. And she is here to talk about all of the exciting things that are happening in Philadelphia this holiday season. Amy, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. Good to see you.
It's good to see you again, as always. And I'm excited. You have some new things that you have added to Historic Philadelphia in the holiday season this year. You keep adding new things every year, and they just keep getting more and more exciting.
It is. We're really excited to be kicking off the holiday season in Franklin Square and throughout the historic district, and just launched the Electrical Spectacle Light Show presented by Pico last evening, and it was phenomenal. We have over, at this point, we've said 50,000 lights. I actually think it's more like 60 to 75,000 lights. There are a lot of lights in the square. You can see it from everywhere. As you remember, it's a light show that's choreographed to music. We have it runs every half hour. The music is choreographed to a lot of the sounds of Philly Pops, but it's a lot of people's favorite holiday tunes. And, you know, the lights dance. There's a giant kite, because it's Ben Franklin, that's surrounded by a big long kite string and, of course, a key at the bottom.
Is there lightning?
There is not lightning, but it all is, you know, glowing. Yeah. And in addition to the light show that happens, of course, we have the Franklin Square attractions that have been dusted in holiday magic this time of year. The Parks Liberty Carousel, Philly Mini Golf, Square Burger, and then we have the Holiday Express train, which is always really fun and a great fun train, little train ride that goes through the square, you know, in the evenings. And so it's fun to get another view of all the lights in the square.
Pretty exciting.
It is.
And you had a good turnout last night for the Electrical Spectacle, and people stayed late enjoying the holiday cheer.
Yeah, so people really enjoyed themselves. We have a winter beer garden that's set up with fire pits. Inside, just beyond the beer garden, is Ben's Sweets and Treats. You can get all your sugar in at one place. There are cookies to be decorated. There's a donut hopper, and you can decorate donuts. We're making this year s'mores, so you can roast your s'more right there. And then for the adults, there's also some flavored cocktails, and there's a hot chocolate bar with Mexican hot chocolate, white chocolate, dark chocolate, and of course the regular with some yummy whipped cream on top. You know, you really can warm up and then be able to enjoy yourself.
The Mexican hot chocolate's got a little spice kick to it.
It's really good.
Oh, yeah. I bet it is. Oh, now, if people want more information, is there a phone number, a website they can go to, and where on social media can they follow Historic Philadelphia?
So they can go to historicphiladelphia.org. That's our website, and then they can get all the information right from there.
Can they find you under Historic Philadelphia on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and all that as well?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes, they will be able to find Historic Philly on Twitter and historicphiladelphia.org on Facebook for all of the information.
Besides the fact that you have things like the Electrical Spectacle and events like that happening continuously, you also have a few things that are happening, just one-time events that people need to know about, like the Colonel Chocolate Making, Betsy's Birthday Bash on New Year's Eve. So there's so many other things, you know, that are going on. Do you want to talk a little bit about these one-time events? The Colonel Chocolate Making is Saturday, November 25th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Chocolate making is something that we do at the Betsy Ross House throughout the year. Obviously, during this time of year, it's very festive. So back in the day, people weren't drinking tea, of course, because of the taxes. I mean, back in the day of 1776, because of all the taxes on the tea. So people were really drinking hot chocolate.
Because of tea taxes?
Because of tea taxes.
Wow.
So chocolate was sort of the drink of the time. And we have a great relationship with the American Heritage Chocolate Society, which is actually a company of Mars, but they have a whole historical line of chocolate. And a lot of times they will come, and we also do chocolate making activities and showcases so that you can see chocolate being made from the cacao pod. Then it's taken and shaven. The pieces of the cacao are then grinded, and that's what gets, you know, the chocolate that we, you know and then drink. And then they make it into this drink, which actually takes very similar to like that Mexican hot chocolate with, it has a little bit of a spice, and it's really good.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then there's lots of different ways to incorporate it into your sort of holiday baking. So that's a great event to go to. And also at the Betsy Ross House this holiday season, every Thursday evening, we're teaming up with Old City District to have holiday and night activities. And so the Betsy Ross House will be open. The courtyard is going to have a very special illuminated tree that is a first of its kind. It's actually made by an artist, and I actually have not seen it yet. It's not going to be installed until November 30th, but what we believe is that you will be able to touch it and change the color of the tree.
Oh, wow.
With a touch to it. Yeah, so it should be really fun. And then each Thursday evening, there's going to be performances and food and drink and activities in the Betsy Ross courtyard, along with great shopping to be had in all of Old City. So that's a really fun one to do. And another great addition to all of the historic attraction events this winter is that the Flash is going to be doing a special loop throughout the historic district.
Really?
On Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. And it's free. And so to be able to get from Franklin Square to, say, to the Betsy Ross House, to down to the Blue Cross River Rink to go ice skating, you can really do that whole loop on the Flash in those evenings. So you can park at one place, you know, park at the visitor center, come over to Franklin Square, the Flash will pick you up right there, and then you really can make your way around the historic district really cheaply for the evening. And so many of the events that happen in the historic district and really around the city are free during the holidays, so it really makes it easy. That Flash will kick off on November 30th.
And I'm glad that you mentioned the cost, because as we know, the holidays can be very expensive for families with gifts and with decorations and cooking and food and work stuff and all those extra, you know, things that happen, the extra cold. Getting out and enjoying a city like Philadelphia for very low cost, many events free, is absolutely huge. And it's a great way to take advantage of all of the offerings in this city. The historical aspect is fantastic. And you guys don't forget that. You keep that covered, which is huge.
Yeah. I mean, we think it's really important to have a lot of free activities for families. And I think that one of the great things about Franklin Square is all year long we do a ton of free events that you can take part in. And, you know, you don't have to buy anything to come to Franklin Square and see the electrical spectacle show. It is free. And the attractions, if you want to partake in those, they're very minimal cost. The carousel ride is $3. You know, the
mini golf
is, I think, $9. The food at Square Burger is all really reasonable. And all of the activities that you might want to do inside Ben's Sweets and Treats, you know, those are all really inexpensive. And you're also creating memories with your family. So I think that that is so much a part of this time of year, is creating those special memories for people. And I think Philadelphia has such a great holiday experience for people, whatever you're celebrating, or if you're not celebrating anything at all, but just want to be outside in a little chilly weather, but enjoying sort of the merriment of the season. I think Philadelphia really has so much to offer. And we think in the historic district too. And speaking of merriment, we also do a holiday tipplers tour, which is Thursday evenings. And it actually is going to also start at the Betsy Ross House. So you'll get your first sip of history at the Betsy Ross House. Then it will go to three other, you know, historic watering holes. That tour is actually my favorite tipplers tour that we do, because it's led by a British soldier. It's led by a British soldier because, of course, in 1776, in the winter, Philadelphia was occupied by the British. And the Quakers obviously did not celebrate Christmas, but the British, you know, took over and were all about the celebrating. And so the tour is led by a British soldier who takes you into these specialty locations, and you have mulled wine and, you know, some heated drinks. And again, another great thing to do with a bunch of friends, you know, as your relatives are coming into town and you want to get them out of the house for a while.
Yeah, take those to her.
Some of these things are great opportunities for you to take advantage of. I do also know that Visit Philly is running a great holiday hotel package. So I know that Meryl Levitz likes to say, think of a hotel as a spare bedroom.
Like, that's pretty funny.
I think it includes things like a Garces gift card, free parking, and then the hotel package and some other things. So, you know, it's, again, another great way to experience Philadelphia. And, you know, sometimes it's fun to be a visitor in your own city and, you know, just get away for the weekend and stay in a hotel. Why not?
Absolutely. Get the kids with Camp Grandma and Grandpa for a day or
exactly.
so, and then go out and enjoy it.
Exactly.
And it's great. Like, I've done the Tipplers tour. You stop at National Mechanics, Victoria Freehouse, and City Tavern. And the cool thing about it is the soldiers or whoever's guiding your tour talks about what happened there in that time period and what went down. And you kind of feel in those places that you go back in time when the tour guide is telling you these stories. And I find it fascinating that all of this revolutionary stuff happened and these secret meetings happened in these little taverns where they made plans to get rid of the British, or the British made plans to occupy. So it's kind of cool.
It is. I mean, I think that's one of the magical things about what we do, is because the cast is so good and we call them history makers, the people that are dressed in costume, they're all professionally trained actors and they're so good and the stories are all real. So you really can put yourself back in that time and you do feel this immersive experience, which is obviously what we tried to do. Was actually Governor Rendell's concept, was that he really wanted people to engage in the history and feel like you could be there. And when you're behind Carpenter's Hall or you're inside Independence Hall and you're hearing these stories, you really can imagine yourself back in that time. So it's, again, a very special part of, you know, where we live.
It's fun because, like, some of the alleys, like when you walk, when you're doing the tour at night, you have the cobblestone roads that you walk on. So you really get a feel for old Philadelphia in that way. And it's really fun.
Good.
It's something you got to do.
Yeah, no, it's a fun one.
It really is. It's date, family. If you've got a bunch of cousins in town, brothers and sisters, go do something like this. Get out of the house and enjoy this big city. Again, with me is Amy Needle from Historic Philadelphia. Do you want to give out the website, the phone number, and the social media information again as well?
Sure. Best way to find us is on our website, historicphiladelphia.org. That's for all the information that you need. You can also call 215-629-5800 for more information. And then it is hashtag Historic Philly.
And you have a few other hashtags you want to use as well.
Sure. For Electrical Spectacle, it's hashtag Electrical Spectacle, hashtag Franklin SQR for Franklin Square. Lots of ways to find us.
Are you still looking for volunteers for any of these events? Do you need volunteers? Do you need anything like that? Are you still hiring by chance for any of these?
Sure. For people that are interested, we're always looking, you know, if people want to help volunteer, that's definitely a way to find out about the organization. And they can go on our website, historicphiladelphia.org, and look for opportunities. We also audition for actors and storytellers, usually in January or February. And that also is an open audition, and that is also on our website. We have a remarkable cast that is now probably 60 people. We've really, over the course of the past probably 13 years, been able to give a lot more work, because we, in addition to all of the summer programming that we do with our storytelling benches and our tours, we also do an amazing education outreach program. So we have field trips that come to us, and then we also have the ability to go into schools. And so we're always looking for people to help us, you know, and that can be people that are interested in history, that are people that are interested in theater. And, you know, sometimes we get teachers who are on summer vacations that want to be involved. So all that information is on the website, historicphiladelphia.org.
And I'm glad that you mentioned the fact that you can do school tours and stuff like that. Now, do the teachers reach out to Historic Philadelphia to set that up and all
yes.
the information at the website as far as reaching out? So if you're an educator and you're listening this Sunday morning, please take your kids to experience something like this. It's important.
Yeah,
and they need to know their city.
Right. We do a great tour. We have our field trip program is called a Story Stroll, and we actually begin at the Betsy Ross House before the house opens to the public, and then the group is taken actually behind the Second Bank building. And there we do a series of stories that are from our storytelling bench program, but they're connected by the moderators with dates so that the kids can really sort of put it all together. And because obviously I think a lot of the dates and times and faces are all sort of confusing, you know, history of our country. And so it's done in a really special way, and the kids love it and the teachers love it. And then we actually do sort of plan the rest of the day for the teachers. If the teachers want to then go to the Constitution Center or the Museum of American Revolution or Independence Hall or the Bells, we take responsibility for getting those tickets and getting them there. And so from the teacher's perspective, what we've heard is we take a lot of the hassle out of the trip, and we make it very easy for them to be able to enjoy the trip as well, and the chaperones enjoy the trip as well, and we know the kids love it.
I'm glad that you offer that type of program for students, because getting out of the classroom is a bonus, and having fun and learning at the same time makes it even better when you're out of the classroom like that.
We have a program that's called the Education Incentive Tax Credit Program, and so there are corporations that can donate to Historic Philadelphia, and they get tax credit for it. And then we can bring lower income schools to go on these tours as well. So I think we had 7,000 kids come through the school program this past year. 3,000 of those came for free through this tax credit incentive program, which is terrific, because some of the kids that came had never been to the historic district before. And some of the response that we got from the tour was just really incredible. So
oh, wow.
It is very important. And it's important to know that, you know, some of the decisions that people were making back then aren't too different from some of the decisions and conversations we're having now. So
yeah.
All that, I think, is really important.
It's nice to put that into perspective as well. And hearing the excitement of kids who have never been to the historic district is pretty cool as well. I mean, it shows you that children love learning, and those little tabula rasas need to be filled with information. They want that. So take your kids there. Spend time there with your friends. Are there any other events or happenings in Philadelphia? Oh, we do need to talk about Square Burger, because you have shakes there. And every year that you've been coming here to talk about this since Square Burger joined the team, you've had a different specialty shake every holiday season. So what is the specialty shake in 2017?
The shake is eggnog.
Yummy.
This holiday season. Yes, it is delicious. And Square Burger, you know, is a full part of the holiday festival at Franklin Square. And so in addition to eggnog shakes, you know, they have amazing burgers, and they're actually making latkes this holiday season as well, which are really tasty. And they also, believe it or not, have gigantic turkey legs.
What?
So you can walk around with a gigantic turkey leg and mashed potatoes.
Mm.
So they really are really into the holidays there at Square Burger, which is terrific. They're a great partner. It's Chescafe in Cooperage, so they've been great to work with. But yeah, there's the nice thing is Electrical Spectacle and the Franklin Square holiday season is open now every evening through December 31st. It's 4:30 in the afternoon till 8 o'clock on during the week, and then till 9 o'clock on the weekends. And, you know, there really is something there for everybody. We have these specialty nights, which are listed on our website. We are closed on Thanksgiving, and we are closed on Christmas. The week between Christmas and New Year's is obviously very popular. We do a huge event on New Year's Eve, which has been called the Times Square for kids.
Yes.
And it's really fun because it's sort of a day-long series of events that, you know, we have, you know, various craft making. We do, you know, make your own New Year's Eve hat and a noisemaker and those sort of things. But the big draw, obviously, is at 6 o'clock when we have a square drop. from Square Burger. There is a giant square that we place at the top of Square Burger. Slowly, magically, it goes down to, as we do a countdown. And then from there, you can see the Sugar House New Year's Eve fireworks that happen at 6 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's a great place to see the fireworks. Really can, you know, it's not so crowded that you feel, you know, claustrophobic. And it's a really fun place to see it with your kids. Then we have a dance party in the pavilion, which is fun. And then the square does its last electrical spectacle show for the evening at 8 o'clock. And then you can take your kids home and, if you want, go back out again. Yep. I mean, so it's a nice final evening at the square.
I've looked over some of the stuff that was sent to me before we talked. In 2013, it says here you had about 500,000 people come visit during the six-week time period. Since those are the numbers that you have, do you think it's closer to 1 million now, realistically, or maybe even you've breached 1 million since then?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Because we, at Franklin Square, we did the Chinese Lantern Festival, which was really popular. People really loved it. And I think ever since then, you know, there were people that came to Franklin Square specifically for that event, or even just like with the Electrical Spectacle Light Show, people come to Franklin Square. Just happened last night. Someone came and said, oh, I heard about this light show, but I've never been here before. And I drive by it all the time on my way to Jersey, but I never stopped. And it's beautiful in here and it's so big. And you know, I think people don't even realize what we have there. Franklin Square is huge. It's 7.5 acres.
Yeah.
You don't realize that when you're driving by it, you know, either on Ray Street to get to the bridge or over the Vine Street Expressway. And, you know, it is really a fun, relaxing little space that you don't hear the traffic or sort of feel that. I mean, people have called it an amusement oasis, and I think that's really what it is. So, no, we've been very lucky at Franklin Square. It is definitely sort of a jewel of the neighborhood, and, you know, we're thrilled to have reclaimed it all those years ago and, you know, brought it back to sort of how William Penn intended it to be, which was a green space for the city.
Yep. And I'm glad that they've kept it pretty green since then. Yeah. So, yeah, it's again, it's excitement, it's energy, it's all of that down in historic Philadelphia and Franklin Square. So if you're looking for something to do this holiday season and you have not been yet, please get into the city and take advantage of the offerings over the holiday season. They're affordable. They're fun. The kids will be happy. You can use public transportation to save a lot of money on parking and not have to worry about driving around for 20 minutes to find a parking spot. So there's so many ways to take advantage of it. We mentioned volunteers. You said that also people can sponsor to help get classrooms from lower income areas involved. Is there any other way that people can get involved with Historic Philadelphia besides any of the ways that you've mentioned that we haven't touched on?
There are a couple of ways. Number one, we have a BRIC program, where if you want to contribute to Franklin Square, if you've been there or even if you haven't been there and you want to do something for a loved one, whether it's for the holidays or whether it's just, you know, they had a special birthday, we have bricks where you can donate $100 and you can get any kind of message you want on a brick in Franklin Square. They're surrounding the fountain. So that's a really fun thing. I mean, a lot of families have almost every milestone they've ever had surrounding on their bricks. Ooh. It's fun to see and fun to sort of look at the experiences around the square with that. And then, you know, there are other events and we're constantly doing new events and have new activities. So, yeah, people can sign up to be on our mailing list. Again, that's through historicphiladelphia.org. And, you know, then they can get all of the information. We send out an e-blast probably twice a week. So just so that people know everything that's happening. We used to sort of go into quieter season during this, you know, off season.
Yeah.
Not anymore. We're just constantly doing events and activities, which is really great.
And before we wrap everything up, Amy, do you want to hit the website, the phone number again, and we'll go from there?
Sure. And I did want to mention parking. You mentioned parking. The Visitor Center, the Independence Visitor Center parking lot is offering a $2 discount for people after 5. So that's a great place to start your visit anyway. And if you're coming in the evening and then want to park there and you just will get your special ticket and be able to have a great discount there to start that off. But everyone can find all this information at historicphiladelphia.org. The phone number is 215-629-5800.
And is there anything else you want to throw in there before we wrap it up, Amy?
No, I hope everybody has a very healthy, happy, and safe holiday.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you, and we will see you soon. You're listening to 93.3 WMMR. This is Public Affairs. I'm your host, Marcus Goldman. If you would like more information about Historic Philadelphia and the fantastic holiday programs they are offering this season for 2017, feel free to email me, publicaffairs@WMMR.com. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy your Sunday.
The WMMR Public Affairs Show is locally written, recorded, and produced by your host, Marcus Goldman, with topics that relate to the WMMR listening area to better serve and inform the WMMR family. Thank you for listening, and we invite you to tune in next week to another show as WMMR puts Philly first.